The Tudor Consort with Madeleine Perard as the soloist last night with the Wellington Orchestra at the Wellington Town Hall, recorded by David McCall for Radio New Zealand Concert. Peter Meachin was along. How was it, Peter?
It was a great occasion. You arrived at the Town Hall and there were people queuing up outside. It was like a Horowitz returns after 25 years piano recital. It had that sort of buzz and it was wonderful. And I was speaking with a friend who's been to a lot of Messiahs, and he said this is the best turnout for a Messiah he's seen for quite a while. So I think the Tudor Consort and Wellington Orchestra can give itself a hearty pat on the back.
Well, normally you see it's done for, you know, huge choirs, big orchestras, but here we had, in fact, a very small group, 25 voices and 22 instrumentalists and four soloists, of course. What do you think it was about that combination that drew such a large response?
It possibly was something to do with Madeleine Perard, being the soprano, who's managed to carve a pretty good career for herself so far in what she's done. And we've heard a lot about her back here in New Zealand, what she's managed to do overseas. So I think she would have undoubtedly been a draw card. But Tudor Consort, I think, are quite good at promoting themselves and getting things out to the public as to what's happening.
Yeah, well, they got their flyer out to me. It must have been at least 2 months ago.
Sure. I think they're very good in that respect. They let people know well in advance what's happening, and they manage to imbue something of that excitement and that sense of what they're about to do in terms of discovery and taking on something that's old and giving it a new perspective. They're very, very good at that, and that would have accounted for some of it, I think.
Now, what style of performance with the smaller group?
Well, with a smaller group, you allegedly get closer to what, in Baroque music, what the composer intended, because often some of these works, if their Messiah has been around for nearly 300 years now, and it's lived through quite a few different sort of music periods where the performance standards of the time have been put onto it. So you've got Messiah during the 19th and early part of the 20th centuries with enormous choirs and big orchestras and some quite wonderful but outlandish things happening, like the famous conductor Sir Thomas Beecham commissioning an orchestration that uses a modern symphony orchestra with trombones and cymbals and everything going, and saying, well, if Handel had known those instruments, he would have used them and he would have loved it.
But, so this, in a sense, was an authentic performance?
Well, in a sense it was. Michael Stewart in his notes says it's a kind of a compromise, not an absolute true blue hardcore authentic performance. For instance, he points out in his program note that if it was an authentic performance as Handel heard, there would have been more than four soloists, because Handel liked to mix and match the soloists and use them for different arias and things like that. So there were only four soloists, and they weren't using authentic instruments, but they were playing in a very authentic style. And it was very, very, very refreshing to hear. You could hear almost every note. He was very challenging in terms of both orchestra and chorus. He cracked things on at quite fast tempi, and that created a kind of a frisson, a kind of an excitement, a kind of an edge, which was quite exhilarating, the sort of feel, even if I occasionally felt it was too much of a good thing.
So let's talk about the way the story was told, the narrative. How successful were they at that?
I think they each soloist, because of course the soloists carry the kind of the recitative brunt of the story where they tell what's happening. Each soloist had something very special to offer in terms of what they conveyed to us. So we were drawn into that whole idea of the coming of the Messiah, the birth of Christ, moving to the crucifixion, and then the resurrection type sort of atmosphere at the end with the Alleluia chorus, and the coming of the kingdom of God with Christ the Redeemer there at the end. And that was enunciated to us in a way that drew us right in. So they did a wonderful job in that respect. It was all very sort of communicating and very, very present.
Now, we heard Madeleine Perard, of course, doing the first work, Rejoice Greatly, the first solo, I should say. What about the others? How did they handle their solo pieces?
Well, all the soloists started extremely strongly. They all had great moments. Edmund Hintz, the tenor, a wonderful comfort ye right at the start. Sometimes this is sung in a very declamatory sort of style, like an Old Testament prophet, but Edmund Hintz almost took us into his confidence and sung to us as though we were, almost as though we were children that needed consoling and comforting. And the words say, of course, comfort ye my people. And it was gentle and soothing and just what the text sort of required. It wasn't just an all-purpose kind of response bunged onto the music.
Sounds lovely.
And it was fabulous. And so then later on in that recitative, when he suddenly says, the voice of him who cried out in the wilderness, there was suddenly a change and you got that virile sort of declamatory style coming through then. And that made for a very dramatic moment of great almost theatre, which we all felt quite strongly. So there were those sorts of things. Nicola Hooper did a wonderful, wonderful, beautiful job with He Shall Feed His Flock in the duet that's not quite a duet with Madeline Pierard, where she takes over the tune a bit later on. And Hadley Adams, the bass, he pinned our ears back with Thus Said the Lord. He was the archetypal Moses come down from the mountain. It was a wonderful piece of singing on that part. And if the soloists didn't all show... They didn't show the consistency that Madeline Pierard showed right throughout all her solos. They still did a splendid job, as I've said, of enunciating that story.
Well, let's hear Edmund Hintz, the tenor you mentioned there, Peter, with one of the other parts of the programme. This is called He Trusted in God, and I think the chorus join in, don't they?
They do.
Live recording from last night, the Tudor Consort with the chorus from the chorus, what's it called again, Peter? He Trusted in God, featuring at the beginning the tenor Edmund Hintz. Peter Meachin reviewing last night's performance. So how well did the chorus work with the orchestra and with the soloists?
Well, you can hear the incisiveness in their singing, and both in the singing and in the orchestral playing there in that excerpt that we just heard. And I mean, Michael Stewart says that he wanted to impart a fresh perspective on a favourite work, and I think he succeeded in doing that. If I occasionally felt that he let his enthusiasm run away with him just a wee bit for fast tempi, it was just that I thought that occasionally some of the tempi were just a bit too quick. The desire to blow away the cobwebs a bit, resulting in some of the paintwork coming off the building as well, a wee bit. But because you can get speed, you can get momentum by rhythmic pointing, not just speed. And I just felt that he was relying on speed more than getting his choir and his orchestra to point the phrases. And some of the choruses, like All We Like Sheep Have Gone Astray and He Shall Purify, some of the integral sort of contrapuntal lines were just a blur. And I was sitting there thinking, gosh, it's amazing. This choir is so articulate, even at that speed, they can do it. But it still had a kind of a blurred sort of aspect to it.
So you could hear the words, but well, you didn't enjoy it because it was just going too fast for you.
One sort of delights in that contrapuntal sort of networking together. And when it's just a blur, as sometimes the music calls for it, but we were being blurred in the fast movement quite a lot, I felt. And I just wanted a bit more delight in that rhythmic sort of pointing that you can get at a slightly slower speed, which means that you can hear the lines sort of and how they network together just as easily and just as quickly.
Now, the Alleluia Chorus, I believe, had something rather original about it last night.
Well, no, it's actually not original, really. It's an old standing tradition. Excuse the pun. It's an old tradition which allegedly George II, who supposedly attended the first performance, stood up. Now, reasons have been advanced as to why he did that. He was moved by the performance, so he rose to his feet. He was accepting that King of Kings and Lord of Lords was God, who reigns over earthly kings, so he stood up at that point. He arrived late at the performance and the crowd rose when he made his appearance 3/4 of the way through. Or his gout was acting up at that precise moment and he rose to relieve his discomfort. And perhaps after an hour and a half of musical performance, he needed to rise to stretch his legs, so the crowd rose with him. Now, all those theories have been advanced, but the fact remains is that it's become a tradition to stand during the Alleluia Chorus. So nearly all of us got to our feet, and it was actually quite exhilarating to do that. You felt as though, instead of sitting there just passively and the music coming at you, you were kind of rising to meet the performers. And it was a moment of sharing, I thought. And it was quite sort of just treasurable to be sort of more physically part of it and actually doing something. A bit like grooving at a rock concert, I suppose, the baroque equivalent
of. Grooving at the Messiah. Yes. Now, immediately after the Alleluia Chorus, there's the soprano solo, I Know That My Redeemer Liveth, sung last night by Madeline Pierard. How did she do?
Well, I thought she was a class act, actually, all the way through. We've already heard an excerpt of her singing, and it's pretty much the equal of anything that I've heard in terms of a soprano delivering on that part, because if anybody or any music is going to test you, it's Handel, and the breath control, the technique, the sense of colouring a phrase sometimes within a number of notes to point the words and get the message across. I was sitting there listening to her thinking, well, she's just someone who's just got it all at her fingertips, within her grasp. She really did, of all the soloists, she was the one who was most equipped to express the musical ideas that all of them carried within her, but she was the best equipped to put into practice those ideas. So it basically was a class act, and it was wonderful to sort of experience her as part of the whole.
Thank you very much. Peter Meechan reviewing the Tudor Consort, performing The Messiah last night at the Wellington Town Hall, accompanied by the Wellington Orchestra and featuring the soloist Madeleine Perard.